So we have picked up the chartered status vellum today. It's been a long wait for us. Roy, can you talk us through the process to date?
Yes, the decision was taken back in October 2010 by council to progress the seeking of chartered status, although it had been done approximately 8 years before that, which wasn't successful. It was felt that we were in the correct position to go ahead and try again. So a team was put together, meetings were held, and at the council meeting in October 2011, it was agreed that charter status should be sought. Work was carried out between TSI and the Privy Council to get the paperwork, the various petition, charter, bylaws, the regulations into a format acceptable by Privy Council. And at the TSI AGM in September 2013, the draft papers were put in front of the members, which were approved in principle, which were then sent back to Privy Council for the final stage of their approval. Following a few minor alterations, the papers were agreed, and these were taken to the May 2014 Extraordinary General Meeting, where the final finished agreed papers were presented to members and they were approved for final submission to the Privy Council. At the end of May in 2014, they were submitted to the Privy Council and they were agreed, and an order of referral was made, which basically put the papers into the public eye through the London Gazette to allow for anyone to object to us going for chartered status. No objections were received, and in October 2014, Her Majesty the Queen finally approved the granting of the Royal Charter. This document has now taken a while to be prepared on a vellum, and we've now gone and collected it today, as you can see from the various photos that we will be submitting online, etc. End of a long journey.